Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tonight's shiur is being dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Shlomo Zalman Nachman Ben Dov Ber, which is Dr. Maggid, and this is your site, a longtime member of our shiur, and this shiur should be Ilui Nishmaso. We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simon Reish Dalid. We are up to Sifches, the last line on page Kuf Yud Beis. We're about to turn on to page 224. The Mechaber says in Sifches, Kol ha'acholim v'hamashkim sh'odom ochel v'shoseh l'refuah. Any food or drink that a person eats or drinks for healing purposes, im taimum tov, if they taste good, v'acheich nene mehem, and the palate gets pleasure from it, mevarech aleihem tchila basov, you make a bracha before and after. The Rama says, im anasuhu le'achol lishtos, if a person was forced to eat or drink, even though the palate gets pleasure from the achila that he's being forced to do, he does not make a bracha on such an achila, since he's being forced. So we have two dinim over here, one is the mechaber, one is the ramah. The mechaber tells us any food and drink that a person has for refuah, if it tastes good, you make a bracha. If it doesn't taste good, so obviously you will not make a bracha. The Rama says, if you're being forced to eat or drink, even though the cheich is being nene, you will not make a bracha since you are nenas akach. Says the Mishabura on the top of 224, Sifkot and Mem Gimel. Im tamam tov, we said if the food or drink that you're having for refuah purposes tastes good, you will make a bracha. Says the Mishabur, wrote to Lomar, it means to say, afal pi she'eino to'iv lahem klal, even though you do not desire these foods at all, ve'eino ochlam ela machmas ones cholyo, you're only eating it because you're being forced to have it because of your illness, kevon she'al kol ponem hacheich nene mehem, since lemaisa, your palate is getting pleasure from them, you still make a bracha. Ula fuke imheim roim. This is coming to exclude if the food is bad. She'ein lo hanoa mizeh, you get no hanoa from it. Afa pi she'misrapim mehem, even though these foods or drink are healing you, eino mevarech klal. So there's a very important sharetzion over here in Oslam et Zayim. The Mechaber says if it tastes good, so you make a bracha. The Mishabur is medayik and he says la fuke imheim roim to exclude if they're bad. Well, what if it's somewhere in the middle? It's not so good, it's not so bad, it's average. So in the Sharetzion and Oslam Zayin, he writes, the af im taimum eino tov kolkach, even if the taste is not so good, keivon sha'al kol ponim einom roim, since it's not bad, v'acheich nene mehem, and the palate gets pleasure from it, mashmom im mogin avrom, sevkotun chavdala di af al pike mevarech. It doesn't have to be good to make a bracha as long as it is not bad. Umadinokan ha-mechaber in tamam tov, that which the mechaber says, if they taste good, you make a bracha, hu lav dafka. It doesn't mean that the medicine or the food that you're having for healing has to taste good. Elo lafukim heim ra'im. If they taste bad, you don't make a bracha. If they're okay, you would make a bracha. I think of an example of this, maybe of tums. Tums are not very geschmack, but for some people they're not bad. So according to this, you make a bracha. Something like ludens, for sure you make a bracha. For everyone, they're geschmack. But something that's not good, but it's not necessarily bad, so maybe for tums, that would be a category that according to the Mishabura, you would make a bracha if you feel that it's not bad. Look at note number 31, the top couple of lines. U'inya trufa shihi ba'atzma mura. In terms of a medicine that be'etzim is bitter, but it's mixed with something that's sweet in order to sweeten the medicine. So Shlomo Zalman says, it's logical to say that you make a bracha on it. You're getting hana. You can't get pleasure from this rule without a bracha, and therefore one would make a bracha on such a good-tasting medicine. Continues the Mishabura Vaitu Sevkotan Mem Dalud. So we said in the Mechaber again, food and drink that you're having for refuah, if it tastes good or at least not bad, and the cheich is nemehen, you make a bracha before and afterwards. Ayin lekamon besif yud aleph ba'agom ha'shen nichto shav mishabura, and we'll see that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Sifkotun memhei, very important mishabura here. It is going on the Ramah. The Ramah told us if a person's being forced to eat or drink, even though the palate is getting pleasure from the food or drink, he does not make a bracha, since he is nenas. This is not similar to the din that we're going to see in a moment in Siftes. In Siftes, we'll see in a moment if a person is eating something that's not kosher. We had this earlier as well. He's eating something that's not kosher because of a sakana. The mevarich alav. He would say he does make a bracha. Kevon di alko ponim nene. Since the ma'isa he is getting hana, there would be a bracha. After gam shom achilas ayde ones. Even though in that case the eating is also being done through an ones, he's being forced because of his illness. Shani hasam, there is different. The ones eino al ha achila gufa. When you're being forced to eat it because you're sick, but the actual achila you're actively doing, you're planning on doing it. You're sick, you want to get better, so you're deciding to eat that food. Therefore, there would be a bracha. Masha'en kein hacha, which is not the case over here. Shaha achila gufa hu ayde ones. You're actually being forced to eat the food, so the ma'isa achila itself is through ones sha'onsim osalecha, the forcing him to eat. Therefore, lo shayach bazel lechayvo levarich al hanaaso. It's not shayach to be mechayev this person to make a bracha on the hana. Kevan shu bal korcha, this hana is bal korcha. Kein hi svaras harama, that is the svara of the Rama. V'iskimu imo harbe achrona. Many achronim agree with this Rama. I want to summarize the Rama and see a very, very important sharatzion as well. So the Mishabura here is being mechalik, what the Rama says in Sivches versus the Mechaber in Sivtes, so the Rama doesn't seem to argue. The Rama said in Sivches, you're being forced to eat or drink, you don't make a bracha. Sivtes, the Mechaber says, if you're sick, and because of your illness, you're being forced to eat something, because of sakana, you will make a bracha before and afterwards. In both cases, you're being forced. Says the Mishabura, the chiluk is that in Sivtes, you're actually being forced to eat the food. In Sivtes, you're being forced because of your illness to eat the food. So the actual achila you're deciding to do, you're doing the active achila, so you make a bracha. Masha'en kein in Sivtes in Ramah, you're actually being forced to eat. The ma'isa achila is ba'ones, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Now, if you look in the Sharatzion and Oslam Medches, he asks the following kasha. The Afal Gav Dil Inyan Matzah, even though when it comes to matzah, Kaimala Misimin Tof Ayin Hey, the Kafuhu Va'ocha Matzah Yotzah, if someone is forced to eat matzah and he eats the matzah by force, he's being Yotzei. So it's saying over here, when you're forced to eat, you don't make a bracha. But yet we say that when you're being forced to eat matzah, you are Yotzei your mitzvah. What's the chiluk? Almud Hashiva Achila. If you're Yotzei your mitzvah of matzah, so obviously it's considered an achila, so why wouldn't you make a bracha? So the Mishabura, the Sharatzion brings two chilukim. Number one, Zeu le'inyan lotzos yidei mitzvah. That's only talking about being yotzei your mitzvah. If you're being forced, you are yotzei your mitzvah v'achilas matzah. Aval l'chayva litein hodoa al zeh achar achiloso. But to force a person to give hodoa and to give thanks after his achila, efshir de lo shaychi. Could be that's not shaych. Kevan shanasu al zeh. Since you're being forced, it's not shy to give hodah. L'maisa, you ate it, so you're being yotzei your mitzvah of matzah, but to make a bracha afterwards, that would not be nogeya. Answer number two, v'yesh metartzim, dekevan didvar mitzvahu. Since you're eating matzah is a dvar mitzvah, amrinan de mistomen nisratza achar kachazeh. Even though you're being forced, l'maisa, at the end of the day, you're doing a mitzvah, so we say that it was really done beratzon, because you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. Like the Rambam writes, this svara l'gabi get me'usa, a get that's being forced, we say, kofano so'achi yomarotzani, we assume a person wants to do the mitzvah of giving his wife a get, so we assume a person wants to do the mitzvah of matzah, so even though he's being forced, l'maisa is mekayim his mitzvah. V'nafkamina b'na teirutzim, zotel chavaschai, nafkamina between the two teirutzim is going to be as follows. Le'inyan birchas ha-mozom, would a person bench after such an achila? Dilateirutz ha-sheni, according to the second pshat, le'maisa, he's doing the mitzvah, so he's doing it baratzo, and he's happy about it. So tzarek gam kein levar birchas ha-mozom, achar achilaso, so after he eats, it's pashut, he would have to bench, because le'maisa, at the end of the day, he's happy with the achila. So the same way he's mekayim the mitzvah, because he's happy with the achila, he also would have to thank Hashem and make a bracha achrona afterwards. Which is not the case in the Teretz HaRishon, there we just said for a mitzvah it works, but it's not appropriate to give a hodah for that, and therefore you would not give a hodah afterwards. In note number 34, they bring from Shlomo Zalman, even though the Shaar Tzion discusses the bracha achrona, the same thing would be true both by the bracha rishona and also by the birchas hamitzvah. Those would all be nafkaminas, according to the second pshat, that you're really doing it baratzon, you'll make a bracha before, you'll make a bracha afterwards, you're making al achilas matzah, because lemaisa, the achila is really, at the end of the day, being baratzon. According to the first pshat, the kiyam mitzvah we say you have, but lemaisa, the achila you don't have, and therefore you would not make a bracha rishona, and you would not make a bracha achrona, you would also not make the birchas hamitzvah. The Mishabura continues in the middle of Sivkatan Memhei, we're in the second wide line. V'yesh cholken al zeh. There are those who argue with this Ramah that said if you're being forced to eat and drink, You do not make a bracha, the Rama said. There are those who argue and they say, Usvirlu, they hold, Tekevon shesov sov ne grono mizeh. Since at the end of the day, you are getting hanah in your throat from this achila, even though you're being forced, chashiva achila, it's considered an achila, v'tzarech levarech al zeh, and you do have to make a bracha. Okay, he the siftes, just like we will see, and we mentioned the siftes. The ayin b'chayodim shechriya, look in the chayodim, he comes out deciding, the bepas, when it comes to bread, im ochal kedei sviya, if you ate till you were full, the birchas amozen shalohu meratorah, in that case, the benching is daraisa yivarech, then you should for sure bench, because that would be a safik daraisa l'chumra, but otherwise, we would say, don't make a bracha, safik derabonat l'kula. Says the mechaber vayter in siftes, which we just discussed in the Mishabura, Ochal machal o mashke shel isser mivnei ha-sakana. You ate or drank food that was really forbidden, but you ate it because of a sakana, you were in a danger. So the Mechaber Paskins, Mevarech olav tchila vasov, you make a bracha on this food before eating it, and a bracha afterwards, even though you are eating isser, which doesn't usually get a bracha, but if you're doing it because of sakana, and you need it, you make a bracha before and afterwards. It says the Mishabura, Sivkata menvav, mivnei ha-sakana. Kigon chole shetzarech lecho macholos asuros lirefuah. So a person la'aleinu is sick, and his refuah is to eat something that is not kosher. So he makes a bracha on that food. V'kol shekeinim ochel machal shel heter bizman ha'iser. Certainly if he's eating food that's 100% kosher, but he's eating it at a time when you're not allowed to eat. Kigon chole b'yom ha'kippurim, like a cholo has to eat on Yom Kippur. It's obviously asur to eat on Yom Kippur, but he's a cholo, so he has a heter. He would make a bracha for sure. The mevarech on olav, it's pashut in that case where the achila is actually heter. It's in his man of iser. It's pashut that you would make a bracha. U'kid l'kamon b'simet tof reish yud ches b'sofo. Sivkot and memzai mevarech olav, you make a bracha on this food of iser that you need for your refuah. The kevan the sakatu, since l'maisa you are in a state of sakana. Hetera ka'achil. When you're eating this food that's aser, for you it is 100% mutter. Not only that, for adara, but the opposite is true. Mitzvah ka'ovid lahatzil nasha. You're doing a mitzvah by saving your life, and therefore, of course, you make a bracha. Ve'ein zeh bichlal sha'ar devar iser dekai melon la'el v'simik kuf tzadivav she'ein mevarchin alav. This is not like we discussed earlier in kuf tzadivav, that when you eat food that is not kosher, for some reason, you'd not make a bracha. Here, not only is not considered iser, if you're doing a mitzvah, v'chai b'em, you're keeping yourself alive, but eating something that's not kosher, you for sure make a bracha. Sivkotan memches, you make the bracha tchila basof, you make a bracha in the beginning and the end. The afagav shebritzona lohoya uchel davar zeh. Even though if it was your ratzon, you wouldn't be eating this. Ki'in machmas ones cholyo, you're being forced to eat it mamish because of your illness. Mikomakum still. Kevan shekvar hu chola, since lemaisa you're sick. V'chofetz l'esrapos b'machal u'mashkezeh, and you want to get healed through eating or drinking this food, chashiva achila she'esh b'hano. That's considered an achila that has pleasure, v'imhudav, and therefore you make a bracha. V'imhudavar she'nashu kotzen b'zeh. If it's something that you're disgusted by, im kein ein acheich nem imenu, in that case we'll say your palate is not getting any pleasure from it, v'ein tzarech levarech hazeh, and you will not need to make a bracha on this food. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sefyut, Dvash Dvorim, honey that is made from bees, Hareze Kishar Dvash Ve'enu Mevarech Olav Ela Shehakol. That is like any other honey, and the bracha that you make on bee honey is Shehakol. Says the Mishabura Sefkotan Memtes, Dvash Dvorim, Dehu Bechlau Dover She'en Gidulu Min Ha'aretz. That's included in what we've been discussing, something that does not grow from the ground, that we said the bracha is Shehakol. Sivkotun nun harehu kishar dvash is like all other honey. Din isbar b'simin reish beis sivches the mevarech olav shahakol. We said that all honey, the bracha on it is shahakol. V'zoktim ishabura ulesimona ba'alma nakte. The mechaber just mentioned it this way as a simin ba'alma, because the truth is it should say it the opposite. U be'emes afilu achokim b'dvash tmarim modu b'dash dvash dvorim. By dvash that comes out of dates, there we have a machlokas of what the bracha is, if it's ha'etz, like the dates, or a shahakol. But everyone agrees that when it comes to honey from the bee, it's going to be shahakol. So it's funny, the mechaber says that the dvash dvorim, that's like shar dvash, that's shahakol. Shar dvash is a machlokas. Here everyone agrees it's shahakol. So really it goes the opposite way. Be'emes afilu achokim bedvash tmarim, even those who really argue by the honey that comes out of dates, what the bracha is, modu bedvash dvorim, they agree, and they're modu by the honey bee, The honey of a bee, that the bracha will be shackled. The afagav that had the vorim machnisim peiros atogufon, even though the bees bring in some fruit juices into their bodies, umotitzin mehen, and they suck from them. Va'ideizer nasa advash, and through that advash is made. Mikomakom ein tam peiros nirgash klal b'advash. L'maisa, the taste of the fruit is not there at all in the advash, and therefore, even those who say that the liquid that comes out of dates, the date honey would be a different bracha than shakal, be ha'etz, they would be moda over here, and everyone would agree over here, the bracha would be shakal on bee honey, because the taste is purely honey. You don't have any taste of the fruit juice into the honey. The bracha would be shakal, according to everyone. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.